Good morning. We've still got morning time. Today is now September 16th. The time is 11:37, and we're here for our GCCTA negotiating meeting. You may begin.
Thank you. Should I begin or?
You can begin.
Well, first, thank you for the agenda. And I don't disagree with many of your norms or the non-negotiables. I prefer to call them norms. I don't disagree with any of those, but we will follow your agenda as close as we can. But I will say this, I didn't know that it was going to be a pre-printed agenda. And one of your norms would say that we would not add anything or, I'm sorry, no additional item related 2 days before. But there are some things that we would like to discuss today, if that's okay, for this meeting, and we'll try to get those to you ahead of time. We would like to discuss Appendix B, which is the supplements, which is in the contract. We do have a proposal for that, and I think the only other it would fall under teaching conditions, which would be oversized classes. We do have a proposal for that as well.
Okay.
That will fall under number 5, which is teaching conditions.
Okay.
Which are other size classes?
Okay.
Which are other
size
classes?
Oversized.
Oversized classes and. Okay.
Yeah, and for number 6, I guess we would just consider. I mean, it's part of it's part of the financial package or salary, but Appendix B, which is supplements. So we'll just make that a number 6, if that's okay for today.
And with the supplement, now there's a separate committee.
Correct.
That has that discussion, so.
Correct. And we're okay. We just want to present the proposal. And
you just want to provide us the proposal.
And if we want to send it to committee to bring it back, I don't have a problem with it.
And the committees will be meeting on September the 30th.
Okay. Not a problem. Not a problem. And that gives the committee something to work on.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what we present today, if that's okay.
Correct. That's fine.
All right. With that being said, we can start with number 1, the teacher salary increase allocation.
Yes. Matt, did you have
it? Yeah.
All right, so this is the proposal that GCCTA is would like to see implemented.
And counter to what was presented at the last meeting, I know I wasn't present, but my understanding is that the district proposed what was offered through the state in terms of the TSIA dollars, which was, I think it was like $504 per teacher, 3 years and beyond. However, we would like to counter, and we believe this is a doable plan. Glad to see the finance person in the room. Is a match to that, of course, a salary match to that for teachers. And for teachers 0 to 2 years, that the district will consider offering them the $504 to their salary as well. And that's considering that the district in the last 2 years have only offered money for teachers coming from the TSIA dollars. As we kind of discussed among ourselves, you know, the whole essence of collective bargaining is that teachers come to the table and bargain for their salaries each year. The idea that we're only now going to consider, or that if a district's position is to only consider offering teachers what the state gives, and that kind of, in an essence, undermines the whole idea of bargaining and collective bargaining. So we're just countering and hoping that you could meet us somewhere in the middle. In addition to that, we're asking for a one-time retention bonus of $3,000 per teacher. And those are non-reoccurring dollars coming from, and I'll let my colleague speak to that. He's been here a few more years than me at the table, so he knows, he's been following the finance a little bit more. But a $3,000 bonus for teachers, non-reoccurring, this year. And Mr. Knight, if you want to, you can speak to where you think where those funds could be considered for.
Yes, we was targeting trying to look
add a $3,000 bonus for teachers here in this district, all teachers, regardless of years of experience, potentially coming from the general funds or any other saving fund account that the district has. And that's why we were asking for all financial information. We can make a more informed decision about where those funds can potentially be pulled from. But just looking at our past conversations video online, those funds can be pulled from the general fund dollars, the general fund account. And I know that the fund balance is not as bad as previously anticipated.
The current estimate is 4.2%, mm-hmm. and the board requires that we maintain 4%. Mm-hmm. We'll know definitive when we get the auditor.
I'm sorry, you require amount as well?
The board policy asks that we keep trying to maintain 4%, so that's our goal is moving forward is to try and maintain 4% fund balance. Mm-hmm. We won't have the Auditor General's final report until Thursday.
Do you have an estimate amount on what 4.2% is for gas?
I don't have that with me. It's about half a million for every percent.
Okay. For every percent?
Mm-hmm.
So about 2 million.
Mm-hmm. Is what we had to exchange. In the board meeting packet. Mm-hmm. So it's in the minutes from
okay.
the board
financial
meeting.
Financial budget.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Was that the last board meeting?
Oh. Yes. And so that is the 23-24 estimate. We still have it reconciled 24-25.
Gotcha.
And we anticipate that that will be significantly lower.
And those minutes will be in the next month.
Yes. We will be fighting for 3%. We also took a reduction in state funds of nearly $2 million. Even though the overall budget increased, it only increased because of the funding for the new school.
Can I ask this question? And forgive me, it's been a while, so I have not, you know, been a part of it. I haven't been to the financial workshops. Are all of the financial balances accounts, are they presented in the financial workshops and board meetings? Funds that are available for the, or is it only what the board is requesting?
We present the board's budget that was approved,
okay.
which is based off the revenues that we receive from the state.
Okay.
And then we give them how much we've actually collected and the expenditures.
Does that include all savings from prior, and I don't want to call it allocations, but prior FEMA, insurance, all this other stuff that monies have come in over the last few years, is that included or no?
So it's not included in the breakdown because we've still been trying to reconcile.
Okay.
That's why we're so far behind. We do have some of those dollar amounts, but they are earmarked, and so they don't account in the fund balance. They get removed from the fund balance.
And I'm only asking that question. I'm only asking because, I mean, if we were to request it, is it available? That's what I'm asking.
Yes, we can give you what's available.
Thank you.
And that's pretty much the gist of the retention stipend. I think that's the word we like to use nowadays. Stipend.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the gist of it.
That's what we have presented today. Number two. I'm sorry.
We're fine.
Oh,
we didn't talk about number two. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I was gonna
go ahead. Sorry.
I was gonna pass it on to him anyway.
Pardon me.
I apologize.
Number two.
Yeah. The collective bargaining for 23-24 and 24-27 signatures that are required.
Yes, I do know that the collective bargaining agreement has to be signed upon by the president for the 23-24 school year, and we're trying to ratify moving forward for the 24 through 27 duration of the contract. Were there any objections to that or anything that prevented us from having that signed?
Mm-hmm.
So
we're good.
The board has already signed, so we're good on that.
So we can
we can sign off, yes, and get that taken care of.
For the Title I supplement, I believe we did have an agreement on that of the $75 per year. And I knew we were in a limbo area with where those funds were actually going to come from, like Title I or general funds.
This is the actual document you TA'd on. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't give it to you.
You did, but I don't have it with me.
Oh, okay.
So is there any estimate? I'm sorry, y'all.
Now the question is that? Mm-hmm. Oh, now the question is, would that amount remain the same based on, are we looking at current staff, instructional staff? I know, I see it based on 310.
At that particular time, it was based on the number of teachers, but of course that the numbers have changed.
Right.
Yes. So it would certainly be different.
So I'm assuming just by the conversation we had last that there is no longer 310 instructional staff?
So our only concern, I think, at the time that we TA'd on this was back in 2024, the supplement was contingent on the state approval and amendment. To the director's Title I budget. So it's my understanding that the budget, the amendment was not approved.
Correct, yes. The state told us that the area of focus for teacher stipends was removed from the grant so that we can't use Title I funds for teacher stipends.
So
that was number three, that's why.
So we were just trying to pay this out of the Title I fund that was available mm-hmm. through the state. So my only thing is potentially we can pay that out of general fund, but we do want to be in compliance with state.
Okay, that's going to be a real challenge to pay out of general fund. It is not a requirement if your entire district is Title I as well. So our entire district is considered, every school in the district is a Title I district. So it's not a mandated requirement. And right now, our general fund, we are not trying to add any additional costs as much as possible. So.
So not paying it does not put the district out of compliance, is what mm-hmm. you're saying?
It does not.
Where is that language found?
You have it right there, or I can pull that. I can just let me know if I need to go get this statute again.
So you see, you received a letter or a form saying that this particular proposal is not heard?
Yes. We received notification that the state denied our amendment to use Title I dollars.
Okay.
So they took that out of the Title I funding. But initially, when we were discussing this, GCCTA brought to us a request for a stipend for being a part of a Title I school. Even though we read the language in the statute that if your district is of all the schools in your district are Title I, you are not required to pay that stipend. We were in agreement to do it if Title I, as it was written back then, would allow us to set aside funding for. They've told us now, no, you cannot use Title I dollars for this.
What's the criteria of being a Title I school?
Title I district is based on socioeconomics, free and reduced lunch. Now every single school in our district right now, even Crossroads, is designated Title I. So we don't have any schools that are not Title I anymore.
So for the purposes of the union to that, can we receive the document showing that? What you're saying? I mean, I'm not saying you're lying or something.
No, I understand what you make this.
We got to turn around and say, hey, this is what, is why, you know what I mean, and not.
Yeah. Yes, and I don't know if we're probably going to do a caucus because to discuss your proposal for TESSA.
Okay.
And I will try to pull the type, you're looking for the Title I statute and you're looking for a copy of the denial of the amendment.
The denial is more important to me on that one.
We can do that.
The statute would be great, but you know, I think the
denial. Yeah, what they refer to as the federal requirements, that there was legal citation in ESEA 1113 sub C sub 4.
But if you can mail that to me, I will print it out and we can bring it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep moving. Teaching conditions, I'm not sure what the district had on that one, but I know we wanted to discuss.
We didn't.
Class.
We put it on because
I think that must be us.
Do everyone have a copy? This right here addressed something that's near and dear to every teacher in the district, addressing oversized class pay. Mm-hmm. It was something that was previously talked about last year. And we just want to revisit this. We think it's a fair way to compensate those individuals, those teachers who are experiencing a critical overload when it comes to their class size. Just correct me if I'm wrong, but for elementary, that limit or the maximum amount recommended is 18? 18 for elementary, 22 for middle, and 25 for high school?
Mm-hmm. And actually, the elementary K-3 is 18.
K-3 is
18. Uh-huh. 4 and 5 is 22.
Middle school.
Mm-hmm. And then the high school is 25.
So, can you repeat that one more time?
Mm-hmm. So elementary, K-3 is 18. 4 and 5 is 22. That's the same with middle school, 22 max, and then the 25, well, I shouldn't say max, but that's of the class size, and then 25 for the high school.
And this plan right here, it actually would save the district some money rather than going out hiring another. This actually would save the district some money rather than going out hiring another individual. And I can work the math out on the board if need be. So going back to my teaching, since I'm on teaching mine right now. So essentially, if you know, if you just go back to the base salary of 47.5, that's the magic number for the state, plus 24-25% in benefits, the district is potentially expending close to $60,000. My number is $58,900 on just employing an individual to teach based off of the base salary. If you break that number down per section, a teacher has about 6 sections every day. That'll cost to $9,817 per 6 sections. And over a 10-month period, that would equate to $981.70. So that would actually save the district roughly $100.81, close to $200. Given to the money to the individual that's already teaching that class versus if they had to go out and recruit another teacher to come and teach those students. That made financial sense. Or I just wanted to make sure you know my.
Yeah, I mean, I have to look at numbers. I cannot process numbers. I'm a paper and pencil girl, but yeah, if you want to make me a copy of your numbers, that'd be great.
You can write them more time.
Are we just both copying?
You have.
What do they call?
Okay. But
I'm real quiet on this because this don't matter. You know, y'all give me 100 kids anyway, so.
So, that's a nice size for a band. Marching 100. So,
old gray hair for me, but.
Can I have a couple questions?
Sure.
Okay, so with the proposal for oversized pay, can we have, if it's oversized by a specific date, like the October FTE, that would give us a chance to drop all no-shows and our numbers would be more accurate in the classrooms.
By the FTE, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is that language that you would be willing to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we want to say after the October 1st deadline or
the October FTE count that we submit to the state. I don't know.
It varies. Okay. The actual date of vary. That count vary each year, but as long as we know that we have until that number is released.
Okay. So after the October FTE. Okay. This would be in effect. I don't know what the language would be, but my thought process is by that time, the no-shows, all the balancing should have been taken care of. So.
And just to throw it out there, again, it doesn't apply to me personally, because you know, I'm not a court subject, but it's the lack of balancing after that period that's really forced us to have to come and say, you know, and teachers don't mind. They're willing to put forth the good faith effort to make it work. Come on, you know, you're burning out good people. And so we just want to make sure that they're compensated for the extra duties because listen, when you got 40 kids, that's an extra 15 papers. That's an extra 15 essays. That's an extra 15 grades per section that you got to put in on a daily basis. So we just want to make sure that they're compensated for the extra effort that they're putting forth. And on the flip side, it may force administration to put forth a little more effort to say, let's figure out how we balance those loads.
Because that's what I was getting ready to say next. So that way the administrators then can look to see how the scheduling is in place. And then make some changes or tweak the schedule based on student enrollment.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is common language in a lot of districts. It's nothing unusual to see something like this.
And I think, okay, so that's all I have to teach conditions. And on the supplements, no, we don't have any copies, but in our contract, I'm looking at Appendix B, the salary supplements for activities and other responsibilities for teachers is a percentage of bachelor step zero, and it's locked at 21-22 year. And we're asking that that move to the current salary schedule. Bachelor step zero for 25-26.
Oh, you have a copy?
Yeah. We bargained some years ago. I put that little feather in my head for arguing that percentage, that when the bachelor step zero moved, then the supplements would move just to kind of keep up.
Mm-hmm.
But we've held firm at the 21-22 year for a long time, and we're asking this year if we can move those supplements at bachelor step zero, percentage of the bachelor step zero for the 25-26 year.
Okay, say that one more time, Mr. Harris.
So,
you're saying all supplements, or did I hear you say?
Will be a percentage of the bachelor step, whatever the bachelor step zero
is for
the beginning teacher salary. Whatever the percentage is, it will be a percentage of whatever the current salary is for that particular school year.
Okay.
And that was the idea and the essence behind setting the percentage amount for supplements. Rather than negotiating a dollar amount, we just negotiate the percentage for each supplement. And of course, as the district becomes generous, then the supplements become generous.
It's a fun balance increase. We all will be happy. Yeah. Not just you, but me too.
And that percentage is very, very common to have that type of structure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of real.
Okay. So we'd like to caucus.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have caucus at 12:04. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're reconvening at 2:09.
Opportunity to discuss the items, and so what you have before you now is our counter proposal of the original proposed date that was dated on August 22nd, 2025 for the TESA funded. See attached, and we're proposing to match the $504 from the general fund for the teachers with 0 to 2 years of experience. And that actually is the document that we proposed the first time showing. So we're looking at doing the additional dollars for those 0 to 2 year teachers. Number two, okay, no one time retention stipend until such time that funding is available to support the one-time stipend. So we want to be able to see what our budget looks like, and then we're looking at then providing, or perhaps looking at what that funding would be in order to support that one-time supplement of
stipend,
I'm sorry, of $3,000
or less. Maybe $3,000, maybe less. It's whatever it is.
Whatever the, yes. Okay. And the oversized class pay. So that we need to do some additional research, please, to allow us to look at and have that discussion through the negotiation team to see how we're able to work toward looking at the oversized class pay for the teachers in the district. Okay, and we will model this format. It might not be the same amount of money as we're looking at what we can provide, but please allow us to do a little research and then we can bring a proposal back to you concerning the oversized class pay. And then the Title I supplement proposal, or the TA piece that we have, our federal Title I director is waiting on the specific written document from her federal program specialist. So they are going to be able to provide us with that information. And then once we receive that from her, then we will present that information to you to show that the amendment was not approved. That is all, other than the documents that we have here for the GCC TA and the District 2023-24 collective bargaining and the 24-27. So we have those available here for
signature.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One last question. Any response to the Appendix B proposal? We didn't give anything in writing. It was verbal with the bachelor step zero, or is y'all going to bring something back on that?
I would like to bring something back on that, Mr. Harris. No. So I know we're having a supplement meeting on September the 30th, okay. So please allow us that opportunity. And then, but yes, whatever your proposal, well, you told me what your proposal
right.
was is to
well,
for the 25-26.
We'll
okay. Yes. Thank you for that reminder. And then, of course, that's going to increase all of those because it's going to be whatever the percentage is times the current salary for the 25-26 school year.
Okay. But that's a really
more it is.
The 25-26 salary.
Mm-hmm.
And one additional item that was brought up the last time, we didn't discuss it today, and we don't have a proposal on it,
mm-hmm.
but if we can add it to the next agenda, was the help me get these
acronyms
right.
The Financial Standards Act.
Yeah, FLSA.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
If we can add that to the agenda for discussion.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What was it again?
The Fair Labor Standard of docking of teachers. That,
okay.
I think that was a discussion
yeah,
we had
right.
last.
Yes.
And thank you, Mr. Knight, for providing us with documentation as we,
okay.
I think I indicated we had consulted with our attorney, and that's her area
right.
of expertise, so we should have something. By
right.
next meeting, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you're looking at the
dates.
Oh.
Either 25th, and 30th available.
Okay, we're looking at dates.
Go to a Zoom like we talked about beforehand for me, for myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Definitely. Okay. Our regular meeting time, but we'll Zoom
yeah.
you
mm-hmm.
in right
perfect.
Here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
25th or 30th, you guys pick. Very well. Within group.
The 30th is the supplement.
So
you mean the 30th of September?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the
okay.
supplement
so that's
meeting.
25th.
Let's see. You said the 25th, Mr. Harris.
That Thursday. Mm-hmm. What time are we looking at?
It will be our regular time at 4:30.
At 4:30, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
September 25th, 4:30. Zoom. Is it Zoom for everyone? Or?
Yeah, at least for Sunshine Laws, there has to be some people here, and there can be like people on both sides on Zoom, but there still has to be physical people within the room.
Okay. So it'll be you and Miss Bruner that will be Zooming. And we
will be here.
Yeah, that's
okay.
fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
and we'll send the, it is go to meeting, okay Zoom format for you.
Is that Teams?
Or I can send it when I send out the schedule.
Yes, it is a Google Meet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess I never used it, but sure.
Okay, you know, well, she sends the calendar invite. Mm-hmm. There'll be a drop.
I think I use it one time.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. we have our Google email and all that. Google Meet works really good for us.
Yeah.
We can do Teams, but it didn't update difficult. Right, and it got weird, and so Teams is not that best for us.
Okay. There's so many. I mean, because we use Zoom for our staff.
I need his email address.
My
email address. Okay. I'm sorry. Michael, your email address.
I will. Mike. M-I-K-E.
So it's Mike.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Dot Dale, D-A-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
At Florida, E-A.
Mm-hmm.
.org.
Okay. Mike Dale at Florida, E-A. .org. Okay. Gotcha. All right, so I will be sending out an invite. Mr. Knight, Mr. Green, Ms. Mandela, and Mike. Mr. Harris. I'm sorry, I keep doing that.
It's okay.
I call all the time about ordering flowers. I wish I could. Chapman Thomas. Okay, yes, ma'am. So everybody that's here?
Everybody that was on that list that we got from
mm-hmm.
Ms. Mandela,
from Ms. Mandela.
Oh, plus our team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Bradwell? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's our that's their negotiating team.
Mm-hmm. All right. I will make sure everyone on that list was sending it out. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I see the sign-in sheet?
Of course. Are we good? That's fine.
Before we
all right.
Yes, she's working on the signatures now.
Okay.
Let me see. I have questions about the differences in the two.
Excuse me.
And you're going to need to ask Mr. Knight.
Do you need for Mr. Just to be safe, you want Mr. Green to email you? Do an email so you have his email contact. Are you comfortable? Do you want him to write it on?
I'm about to. Yeah, that's fine. I was about to email him now.
Okay.
So he does. I know he has it.
I'm about to email green, it to you. But I meant
yes. Yeah. I put the green out there, Mr. Harris. I just like to say that.
I'm sorry. All right. We're good.
No, we're waiting for the signing.
Okay.
Contract?
Yes.
That's been all taken care of, right? Chris is taking care of that.
Yeah, he fixed it?
Yeah, it's my knowledge. Yeah, I think they worked with you guys to make sure it was fixed.
Oh, he signed, right?
Oh.
Who's the president?
I'm the current president, but he was
president.
president
at the time. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
It really doesn't matter, but. Yeah.
Right.
Let me ask, were you all not in agreement with the proposal, the additional
counter proposal?
I wouldn't say not in agreement, but we would like to ponder over just a little bit, if that's okay.
That sounds like they want. Okay.
I wouldn't say no. I'm not saying no.
Okay.
Basically, a long-standing caucus.
Yeah.
You guys were so accommodating. We had a lot of discussion trying to, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Can
it land at all?
Uh-huh. The page is tabbed.
Oh,
yeah.
If it's not going through, let Mr. Dale write his email.
No, actually, Chris took care of everything beforehand.
Which one of your notes?
Oh, well, because I'm sorry.
You haven't stated it yet.
Okay.
So what was, the first 11:37, caucus was at 12:04. Then we returned
at 2:09 and waiting for the meeting to be adjourned.
Okay.
So when are we bargaining again? The 25th?
Yes. The language, if you reference, it was the language that was not consistent with statute about taking the dues out was the only change the district had.
But we didn't change it at the table.
Yes, we had discussion. Yes, we did have discussions on it.
But I'm saying we agreed to the changes?
Yes. I thought we had.
Originally, we had taken out like the whole section, and he was like, nope, just this one. So we came back and said, yep, just that piece. So yeah, we negotiated that.
What piece?
The only issue was...
The dues.
Yeah, the dues, because statute mandated that we didn't do that.
But you can still have the two payroll slots, right? You just don't have...
Yes.
But dues can't be one of them per law.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we discussed
that in there.
Yeah,
that was our only issue.
We discussed that in there. I wasn't here, but I mean, you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Side night. Side night.
We have it ready by the next morning. But we can, I mean, do we have to sign it in the session? Do we have to sign it in the bargain?
That one.
We haven't had a contract in years, guys.
Well, no,
basically, we're negotiating without a contract.
So here, that's not the point. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, if he wanted to sign, can he bring it back like tomorrow?
Would prefer to do it now.
And that's up to you, Mr. Knight.
We haven't adjourned the meeting yet.
No pressure.
Don't miss it. By good faith.
So technically, just think on evergreen clause. If you don't, you keep on going with the current contract that's still signed.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense to that part. So I mean, there still is technically a contract.
That's what
you're
saying.
Having,
official.
Yeah.
An official.
It's called evergreen. Basically, it comes down to. Right?
Oh, okay. Evergreen. Yeah.
So now that means, like, the problem is if there's some changes since then, those technically are not in effect, but there always still is a last.
The most recently approved contract is the one we operate off of.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then I got to sign it too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
It would be good to have a signature to this.
Mm-hmm. Should be that orange tab part for you.
Uh-huh.
There
you go.
We couldn't agree on not having language.
One. I've had this bitch about 7 years now, because I saw a teacher like that.
Now we're official. We're okay.
Yes. Yes.
One of these, or
yes, you keep one of each. Mm-hmm.
Making sure to keep them right ones
now. Look on the dates on.
I'm looking at the bigger clips and the smaller clips.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do that.
That works too.
I remember one was like 42 pages, and the other one was. Okay, thank you so much.
Meeting adjourned at 2:27.